Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There is an ad right now that's gone viral, and people are upset with it. I saw this on TV, and I thought, when I saw it, I wasn't upset. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was worthy of, you know, taking this company to task over, but I thought it was a poor decision. Mm-hmm. It's Peloton, mm-hmm. and they have one of those stationary bicycles, and the commercial shows this woman coming downstairs on Christmas morning with her eyes covered, and she opens them and she sees a stationary bicycle.
Oh.
And unlike most women I know, she's thrilled
yeah.
that her husband has decided she needs to lose a little more weight, and he's got her a exercise machine for Christmas.
Yeah.
And she already looks very thin and yeah. in shape to begin with. But yeah. she begins to, you know, do like a selfie video channel of herself as she goes on this year-long plan to go from super healthy to super healthy. Mm. And it's like all these people are watching this commercial and they're getting upset. They're like, first of all, this man is telling this woman who's in great shape that she needs to get better in shape. And second of all, why would someone in that, she's thin, why would someone like that need to be losing weight and getting in shape anyway? So there's a lot of people upset about this Peloton commercial.
This is a lose-lose battle any way you go, because first of all, you got somebody that's thin, and they're saying that, you know, the guy's implying that she needs to lose weight. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you look at the positive side, it would be like, oh, she wanted that, and mm-hmm. she was wanting to lose weight.
Right.
Another aspect of that would be if the woman in the commercial was bigger, then other people would be upset. And
yeah.
how people get upset nowadays, it's like over the littlest things and big things.
Now, I thought about what you said about yeah. the bigger woman. The
yes.
only way they yeah. could get away with having a big woman come down
right.
and be happy about it and get on is if it was a true story
yeah.
and the woman showed how after a year she had lost the
right.
weight and it was some testimonial to her courage and strength.
Yes.
Otherwise, if they did it with actors, they would get blasted.
Well, if they did it with real people, you know, you see the actors, no one really looks like that.
Okay.
Well, you're looking at it from a point of view that you don't like to exercise, maybe, but there are some people who are thin who are not in shape, or who are thin and are in shape, who want to have a healthy lifestyle. And for them, that way, that's a way to do it.
So you're
not
saying
insulting.
You would be excited to get a
Peloton
bike?
Looks like a very cool thing. I mean, it's more than just a bike. It's an experience.
Oh,
that's
wow.
how I look at
she
it.
She just bought, drank the Kool-Aid.
No,
didn't
I'm
she?
Saying that, you know, I like to be in shape and I work at it, but here's a woman who's already thinner and she maybe wants to run a marathon. Maybe she's looking to really do something for herself.
So you're saying you like to be in shape and you really work at it. I'm just trying to put that together. Like, how do you do that? Like, you fall asleep in your car and let the trainer knock on the window and wake you up from your nap?
Yeah, that's how I do it. But that, you know, that's why it takes me longer than others.
Hey, it's time for your workout.
She's checking her resting heart rate.
A lot.
Well, I got a great trainer. But
how many times do you hear Heidi in the office, I can't make it today.
Yeah.
I've got to do some shopping. I can't.
Oh,
make
I'd never
it.
Tell him I had a shop. I might say amputation or something, but no.
I have used so many of Heidi's excuses for getting out of working out.
Right. Yeah,
she is an expert at it.
But I think there's some people who really enjoy working out. And here's a woman who is thinner. She wants to get into better shape, most likely, and her husband is giving her a way to do that.
Heidi comes. It takes her longer, or actually, she puts more effort into her excuse than the workout alone.
One of two things has happened here. Either some pod people aliens have taken over Heidi's body, or she's being paid by Peloton, because the
no.
Heidi I know would be angry if she got a stationary bike for Christmas.
Yeah, or any
no.
kind of kitchen equipment.
That's before I decided I wanted to be healthy in my life, and I'm doing it with Ultra Fit.
What gets me is this is a TV commercial that has people upset. Why do you, do you have that much time to waste on being upset over a TV commercial?
Yes.
And the first time I saw it, the first thing I thought of was, oh, she don't want that for Christmas. But I didn't get upset. I'm not going to protest and write anything on social media about it.
The one that makes me upset is when the people get like a big bow and a car in their driveway for Christmas.
Where'd they get that bow?
Yeah. Come on. No.
Oh. Wow.
Well, aliens have taken over.
Something's not right there.
Oh,
yeah. Who gets a car for Christmas?
Yes,
come on.
See, that upsets me because then my wife sees that commercial and women think that's real.
What upsets me, I see a nice, juicy cheeseburger and I go get it and it doesn't look anything like the TV commercial. That's what people should protest. False advertising.
Okay, well, good talk, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.